cleaned up, and we have some weather announcements we'll share with you following the news at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump government efficiency initiative, being spearheaded by billionaire Elon Musk, hit a snag.
A lawsuit brought by three federal unions resulted in a temporary agreement to prohibit the Treasury Department from sharing sensitive financial information. Two Treasury Department employees associated with Musk will continue to have read-only access to the data. That potentially includes the names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and bank information for millions of taxpayers. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
Federal judge in Maryland struck down the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship in the U.S., second judge to do so. So-called Proud Boys need a new name. A judge in Washington, D.C. awarded control of the trademark to D.C.'s Metropolitan AME Church after the group defaulted on a nearly $3 million vandalism judgment related to a December 2020 rally. A sixth person has died in the wake of the massive illegal fireworks explosion in Honolulu over New Year's. So far, 10 have been arrested. This is ABC News. Federal public health officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that disparities continue between black women and white women who are pregnant.
The CDC says in 2023, black women in the U.S. died at a rate nearly 3.5 times higher than white women at the time of childbirth. That's higher than the maternal death rate in 2021 and 22, leading March of Dimes Interim Medical Director Dr. Amanda Williams to conclude that the pandemic affected women of all races. But once we went back to regular activities, the impact of systemic racism and unequal access to maternal health care went back into place. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the Where Are They Now file, Daniel Penny, the one-time Marine who was acquitted of choking Jordan Neely to death on a New York City subway train, has been hired as a deal partner at Silicon Valley venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz. Co-founder and general partner Mark Andreessen is close to President Trump. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Baskerville.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, a high in the mid-30s with partial sunshine. Thursday night, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 9. Friday, partly sunny and calm, a high of 28. Saturday, steady snow from morning to night, 4 to 6 inches possible. Also looking at some notes on Sunday, 23. Right now, WRCO Studios, it is 23 degrees. We have some weather announcements this morning. Schools will be operating 2 hours late in these districts: Ithaca, Weston, and Kickapoo, Richland District. They'll start classes 2 hours late as well. That includes St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood, and there will not be a 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran today.
Let me be a little kinder. Let me be a little blinder to the faults of those about me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be, when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Let me serve a little better those that I am striving for. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Think a little more of others and a little less of me.
We start the day in a positive way, Glenn Campbell and Less of Me. Before that, our traditional Star-Spangled Banner by Leonard Slotkin and the orchestra. 2 hours late today for Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. The Richland District also announces that there is no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran, and there is no AM preschool in the Ithaca District. Those reminders from the school department today. Yes, it is a little slippery. We were out last night, and it began probably around, 8:30 or somewhere like that. There was a little mist in the air, just enough to kind of coat things, coat the roads and sidewalks and driveways today. In fact, when I backed the Mighty Vibe out, I was like zzz, in the driveway there. I couldn't kick in the afterburner, so I had to take a little slower this morning. And we made it. We're all right, and it's going to get better. It'll get better fairly quickly, I would assume, today, especially as roads get treated and get a little salt on some of the driveways and whatnot. But we'll keep you posted right here at WRCO Light in the Milk House Show headquarters. Drive carefully on your way out and about.
A pickin', singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability. Folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. Well, the curtain had ascended. A hush fell on the crowd as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left got a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
Now, friends and neighbors, here are the Willis Brothers featuring Big Joe Talbot on the electric Hawaiian steel guitar.
Early one day in the month of May in Music City, USA, he went for a ride and bought a case of Tide and dumped it in the fountain at the Hall of Fame. Puddle of soap suds.
Ah, yes, friends and neighbors, it's true.
Who was the insurgent that I put the detergent in the fountain and I made such a mountain of a white snowy goo?
Ah, guess who? Yes, indeed, it was my good friend, Big Joe Talbot. That's who. Ah, now, Joe, you're going to have to cut out some of those extracurricular activities.
Joe had his day in the month of May in Music City, USA. Went out of the night, rang a cry of delight as he soaked up the fountain at the Hall of Fame.
He made a big, slick, white soapy mess on the sidewalk. And a quite condemnatious perpetration of our witches who scourge of the powers that be.
Ah, friends, I wish it had been me. But it was Big Joe Talbot, you see.
It was B-I-G-J-O-E.
Record, right to Mr. Don Pierce, Post Office Box 115, Madison, Tennessee. I guarantee you he'll tell you where to go. Now, that's not too far from the Rainbow Ranch, too.
The Willis Brothers at WRCO and the Ode to Big Joe. Good morning. We're at 23 degrees in Richland Center. Tony's newest forecast includes a wind advisory for our area. Right now, we're just kind of thinking about the slippery roads, but there is a wind advisory for most of the area from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. later today. A few flurries this morning, otherwise turning partly cloudy and blustery, a high of 33. Those southwest to west winds, 15 to 25, with gusts to 40 by later this morning. That's the new forecast from Tony Schumacher. He'll check in later on in the hour here on the Light in the Milk House show to keep us posted. Vernon County Human Services Department will assist individuals with power of attorney for healthcare documents coming up today from 9 to noon. That is at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County. To make an appointment, call 608-637-5201 or 1-888-637-1323. Loveless on WRCO and Can't Get Enough. A look at sports scores will be coming up next. We salute the farmers themselves, the heart and soul of agriculture. Their commitment, resilience, and tireless work ensure that communities are fed and nourished. Whether tending to crops, livestock, or planning for the future, farmers are the backbone of our society, driving forward through every challenge and every season. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. The postseason is here for high school wrestlers across the state of Wisconsin. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Mee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Werman, Henry Bray, and me for High School Conference Tournament Saturday this weekend. We'll have coverage of Prairie du Chien's clash between the Southwest Conference and the SWAL, and at Royal High School, the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Sponsored in part by Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Nelson Agri Center, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Southwest Tech. Coverage begins on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on WRCO Radio Sports. In sports on the state scene last night, Damian Lillard had 29 points and 12 assists. Bobby Portis had 23 points and 17 rebounds in the first game since January 23rd, and the Bucks defeated the Hornets by a score of 112-102. That was the first game after trading longtime guard Chris Middleton yesterday. Elsewhere, it was San Antonio over Atlanta, 126-125, Cleveland 118, Detroit 115, Washington 119, Brooklyn 102, Memphis 138, and Toronto 107, Miami 108, Philadelphia 101, Minnesota 127, Chicago 108, Denver 144, New Orleans 119, Utah 131, Golden State 128, Oklahoma City beat Phoenix 140-109. Orlando over Sacramento, 130-111. And Michigan was a winner last night against Oregon, 80-76. Rutgers beat Illinois, 82-73 in men's college basketball. From the NHL, the Rangers, 3-2 over Boston. Edmonton, 4. Chicago, 3 in overtime. And Los Angeles beat Montreal, 6-3 as well. That's a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Because of the slippery travel this morning in the area, 2 hours late for these districts, including Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. In the Richland District, there is no AM Early Childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. There will be no AM Preschool in the Ithaca District, and Boscobel will now have its Early Morning Childhood as well because of the two-hour late start. So those are the latest that we have this morning. Drive carefully, and also polka with care today. Be careful. Wow, that was a good one. The aerobic polka on WRCO, Down the Farm Road Polka from the Polka Joy Orchestra featuring Bob Z on the vocals right there. Coming up, farm news and markets today. First of all, Vern Gosden.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the barn. Another piece of heaven gone to hell. The words we spoke in anger just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye. And he said, son, I know what you're going through. You ought to get down on your knees and thank your lucky stars that you got someone to go home to. You don't know about sometimes a man is such a fool. Those golden words of wisdom from the heart of that old man showed me I ain't nothing without you. You don't know about
Gosden, and that is Chiseled in Stone, a stone-cold classic here today on the Light in the Milk House show. Highland has joined the list of two-hour delayed schools. Highland, along with Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Riverdale, all 2 hours late, along with River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. In the Richland District, there is no AM early childhood, and there will not be 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran today. There is no early morning 4K in the Ithaca District, and Boscobel will not be having its early morning program for young children as well. So the early morning childhood in Boscobel is postponed for today. And those are the latest that we have. Today, 33, a few flurries early, otherwise turning partly cloudy and blustery. Right now, it is 23 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Farmers are exercising caution when it comes to buying land. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers says he will propose additional road, water, and conservation funding in his state budget. Evers says he wants to continue the Agricultural Road Improvement Program to improve local roads.
We're going to keep building on our work in the next budget to make sure farmers and producers and the industries can get from point A to point B safely and can get the product to market.
Evers says he wants to invest $145 million to expand access to safe drinking water and strengthen standards for 6 PFAS contaminants.
This plan also holds harmless, innocent landowners like farmers who unknowingly spread biosolids that contain PFAS on their land.
Evers also wants to add $1 million to the existing $1 million two-year budget for producer-led watershed groups to expand conservation practices. Overall, Evers plans to include over $800 million in ag-related investments when he introduces his state budget proposal later this month. A farm real estate specialist says some farmers and ranchers have been cautious with their land purchases. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the 34th Annual Buffalo Bill Farm and Ranch Expo in North Platte, Nebraska.
Kobe Rickardson with High Point Land Company says there's been some uncertainty in the land market to start the year.
A new administration, so people are kind of trying to look in the crystal ball and see what's going to happen with land, especially with tariffs being talked about and things like that.
He tells Brownfield land values have been relatively strong the last few months.
But it is interesting to see like what's going to happen throughout the rest of the year. There are spots in the country where things have kind of stalled out a little bit. Nothing's gone down yet, but we've seen it stall out or not go up as much as it has the last few years.
Rickardson says 2025 could end up being a correction year for the farmland market. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Could herd expansion be around the corner in cattle country? Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio.
Oklahoma State University economist Darrell Peel says once herd expansion happens, he expects it to be a gradual increase.
We're thinking about expanding. You know, we're not really doing it yet, I don't think, but I do think we're probably getting ready to.
Peel tells Brownfield producers continue to approach herd expansion with caution.
Producers have it pretty fresh on their mind what happened a decade ago. We had 2 years of high prices, and then we were able to sort of tear up our playhouse pretty quickly.
So where is he watching for signs of growth?
Probably in the central and southern plains would be the area that I would look for perhaps as quick as anywhere.
From San Antonio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News. Welcome to the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Oconomowoc area farmer Ken Rosenau serves on the U.S. Grains Council, which helps increase exports with its corn quality report.
It's a very comprehensive report each year of how quality of the corn we produce here in Wisconsin and throughout the nation, which of course is of quite a big interest to all the countries that import our product. It's becoming more and more important each year because the Grains Council and us as grain producers here in the United United States. We want to be a trustworthy partner to all the people that buy from us, and we want to come across as being very transparent in what we're doing so that when they buy our products from us, they know that we're being honest with them and we're here to help them make the right decisions as best we can.
This is a big year for Ken. He will be honored at the U.S. Grains Council's 22nd International Marketing Conference and the 65th Annual Membership Meeting in Austin, Texas this month for 40 years of service to U.S. Grains.
Direct cattle business was light yesterday and cash hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle business did develop on a limited scale yesterday. Light traders reported in Iowa and Nebraska, mostly 328 on the dress basis, down a dollar from last week's weighted average, and a 208 live in Nebraska. Light activity was reported in Kansas, mostly a 205 live, $3 lower. Asking prices were 208 live and 329 plus dress, with bids at 204 live in Texas. Box beef dropped with moderate movement. Choice was down $5.39 at $325.34, and select beef was $308 lower at $314.33. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 3,000 on the week and nearly 5,000 on the year. At the Bassett Livestock Auction feeder cattle sale in Nebraska, compared to the previous week, steers and heifers were unevenly steady. USDA says demand was good with active bidding from the internet, with receipts down in the week and the year. Just over half of the offering were heifers, and 60% of all feeder cattle weighed more than 600 pounds. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 500 to 550 pounds reported at 382 to 405, and 6 to 7 weight steers sold at 311.50 to 369.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds range from 322 to 362, and 600 to 700 pound heifers brought 285.50 to 320.50. Cash hogs were steady to higher with moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Buyers in some areas did have to bid up to move the needed near-term numbers while still staying wary of the inconsistencies in domestic demand. Export demand's been solid, but that could be impacted by tariffs. USDA's weekly export sales numbers are out today. National direct barrels and gilts closed $1.31 higher with a base price range of $78 to $88 for a weighted average of $86.71. The major regional direct markets had no recent comparison. Iowa Southern Minnesota did average $87.20 with the Western Corn Belt at $86.91 and the Eastern Corn Belt at $83.59. Butcher hogs in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnerville, Iowa were steady at $60 and Red Oak was steady at $52. Pork closed 93 cents lower at $93.83. Loins, butts, and ribs were sharply lower, canceling out the firm to modestly higher moves in picnics, hams, and bellies. The estimated hog slaughter on Wednesday of 489,000 head was up 6,000 on the week and just under 1,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Direct cattle business Wednesday was mostly at 328 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit-taking with March 18 lower at 1057 and May down 15 and 3 quarters at 1072 and a quarter. Corn was narrowly mixed, consolidating. March was down 1 1/4 at 493 and a quarter. May held at 504 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were up despite that bearish cash and wholesale business during the session. April live is 265 higher at 201.30. June was up 267 at 195.90. March feeders were 247 higher at 270.72. And on technical buying and that strength in cattle, April hogs are up $1.80 at 91.55. May lean was 197 higher at 95.72. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Field agronomists share some candid impressions about crop production today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. During a recent Illinois Soybean Association event, three independent agronomists pulled no punches in a panel discussion on crop production. First, Kelly Robertson of Precision Crop Services in Benton, Illinois.
The cover crop thing is probably my biggest pet peeve in the sense that cover crops are sold as the cure-all. I mean, it'll make you smarter, richer, make your wife better looking, get your kids a degree. And the things that are promised through cover crops are not really real or obtainable. And the programs that are out there to promote cover crops have done farmers a great disservice.
Moving on to biologicals with Kyle Stull of Stull Agronomy in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Trying to tell somebody that your soil should have this amount of whatever bacteria in it isn't really accurate because I don't know if my soils are going to be the same as yours, and I'm pretty sure they're not. And it's a lot of pseudoscience and trying to like figure this stuff out. Maybe eventually we'll get there, but I don't think we're there right now.
Then Kelly Corrigan with McGillicuddy Corrigan Agronomics in Bloomington, Illinois.
You have to look at your most yield limiting factor, and that's what you have to attack first. And I feel like people will sell you micronutrients, but if your problem is potassium, micronutrients aren't going to help that much. So you really have to know for your own operation what the problem is.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994. For 2020.
The Dairy Business Innovation Initiative might get more funding. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The successful 7-year-old Dairy Business Innovation Initiative grant program might get more funding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the original bill and the new proposal for additional dollars.
One of my favorite parts of being a United States Senator is seeing how these small grants can help our dairy farmers take their businesses to new heights.
Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, which helps administer the grant, says so far the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance has awarded 255 grants totaling $19.5 million, helping farmers and processors survive challenges and generate new opportunities. She says the new legislation can build on that success.
Senator Baldwin and the bipartisan coalition of members of Congress she's helped to build recognizes the need for a boost. And with this bill, call for $36 million per year in Dairy Business Innovation Initiative support. We're going to work hard to secure that funding.
Scott Kalevi with Pine River Prepack in Newton, Wisconsin, used one of the grants to meet consumer and food service demand for cheese spreads.
This program allowed us to automate the production to a more desired packaging size, and as a result, our sales have doubled within this business segment in a mere 2 years.
Baldwin says she's hopeful the Dairy Business Innovation Act of 2025 will get attached to the Farm Bill later this year. A companion bill was introduced in the House by Representatives Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin and Salud Carvajal from California. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a penny at 61 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 4 at 186 with 8 sales. Cheese barrels unchanged at 180 and a half, but no sales. Butter down 2 cents at 241, 2 sales there. Non-fat dry milk remained unchanged at 134 with 3 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
A few flurries possible this morning, otherwise turning partly cloudy and blustery, a high of 33. A wind advisory is in effect for most of the area from 9 until 9 today. This evening's low at 8 degrees, so those winds at times could gust up to 40 miles per hour later this morning. The big problem, though, early on is a little bit of a light mist that we had last night. Right now it is 24 degrees.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is delayed 2 hours for the Fenimore District, Highland, Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. In the Richland District, there is no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. There will be no early morning 4K in the Ithaca District. Boscobel will not have its morning early childhood. Those reminders on a slippery start day here on Thursday, February 6th. 13 away from the hour of 6 o'clock, here is Exile on the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. If I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Chance. Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Like a lifetime to me. Oh, darling, can't you see? Right now I know how wrong one man can be. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Chance. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we can make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Oh, give me one more chance. Give me one more chance.
Thank you.
Dr. Hook on WRCO Radio. Well, we'll hook in Tony Schumacher and see what he thinks about weather coming up in just a little bit here this morning on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. Great to have you along. Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Rita comes, Rita goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. When she wants, Rita stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. Her daddy is a doctor, mother is a debutante, pillars of society. Living in a mansion somewhere in the country, say she is too good for me. Rita is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Rita never does do what she doesn't want to, Rita never has to pay. Rita comes, Rita goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. When she wants, Rita stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. Nature running all around the town. Everybody wants to and everybody tries to, but nobody can hold her down. Rita is so kind and Rita is so gentle, love her little sexy ways. Rita, what would you do if I said I love you? Rita, would you run away? Rita comes, Rita goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. When she wants, Rita stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. Rita comes, yeah. Rita goes. Tells me yes and then she tells me no. Rita never stays long. Rita's moving along. When she wants,
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO, FM 100.9. Drive carefully on your way out and about. More about the weather is coming up.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We'll allow a few extra travel minutes this morning as we had some of that patchy freezing drizzle overnight, some flurries. Still a few flurries are possible this morning as a cold front comes charging through. And certainly we'll see some gusty winds pick up by late this morning out of the west, and we could have wind gusts of 40 miles per hour for midday and afternoon. A wind advisory has been posted for much of our listening area from 9 a.m. through 9 p.m., so be careful traveling and secure loose objects in your yard. It will turn a touch colder as well going into tonight and tomorrow. The major news for the start of the weekend is going to be a broad area of snow sweeping in from the northern plains. This could bring several inches to our area throughout the day Saturday, making for slow and slippery travel. Right now, the projection for the heaviest swath of snow, basically running from Minneapolis over towards central and east central Wisconsin, that part of the state could see as much as 6 or 7 inches. Around our area should be more like a 3 or 4 inches, but still plenty to get out there and shovel. Things will dry out for Sunday into early next week, but be on the cold side. So today, again, that wind advisory starting at 9 a.m. around Richland County to the points in north and west. A few flurries possible in the early morning, otherwise turning partly cloudy. High 33, southwest wind becoming west 15 to 25, gusting to 40 miles per hour by late morning. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight, low at 8, strong winds gradually tapering down. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high in the mid-20s with west winds at 5 to 10. Friday night turning cloudy with a chance of light snow towards Saturday morning, low at 12 degrees. Saturday, 90% chance of snow most of the day, ending by midnight, 3 to 5 inches expected with heaviest amounts in northern sections, high at 27. Sunday, partly cloudy, gusty winds through midday, high of 20. Dry and cold Monday and Tuesday, 22 on Monday for the high, 17 for Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is holding steady at 24 degrees. Also, we have cloudy conditions. East to northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. Also, some stats on yesterday. It was 27 degrees. We did receive a trace of precipitation, a bit of a mist. And that is part of the reason why we're having a few problems this morning motoring around. The record high, 54, set in 1882. Also, 26 below ranks as the record low. That was in 1959. Last year's high, 52, and the low, 26. Sunset will occur at 5:20 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning, right around 7:12. Barometer is steady at 29.73. Just a trace of precipitation early on today. With cloudy skies, we're up 2 from the overnight low. It is 24.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
2 hours late today for Waseca Steuben Schools, Hillsboro, Fenimore, Highland, Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Boscobel, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem.